Hello, my name is Caroline McVeigh, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent in our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Tuesday, December 2nd. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ will come again. Today, I'll be reading Psalm 98 and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. My devotional thoughts on Psalm 98 are titled A Guaranteed Win. Imagine cheering on your favorite sports team, but you already knew how their season would end with them winning the championship. Would you enjoy the season more knowing that the outcome was victory? I know I would. Psalm 98 is a song of victory for God's people. Three movements call his creation to action, to sing, to shout, and to resound, or to celebrate. Verses 1 through 3 recount the works that God has already completed. He has made his salvation known, revealing himself to the nations, in verse 2. Through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, salvation has been accomplished and it is freely ours. Verses 4 through 6 describe the joy of the world in a king who has provided a savior, the sounds of jubilation because we have a king who rules over us with love and faithfulness. In the last section of the psalm, the author describes all of creation, sea, land, rivers, and mountains, worshiping with humankind before God, for he comes to judge the earth and he will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity, in verse 9. For us, under the new covenant, this portion is speaking about the second advent, or coming, of Jesus Christ. The outcome of our broken world is Christ's victory, but I forget this promise daily. It's difficult not to be distracted by the sin and sadness surrounding us. The present temporary realities of our world can cloud our faith and tempt us into believing that the church is losing. However, Psalm 98 reminds us that we know Jesus will return again as conquering king. We know the end result. He will come and he will set creation right again. We can already celebrate and praise him because victory is guaranteed. We don't have to wish for a second advent of Christ. We can confidently expect it. Let us be encouraged. We should enjoy the season because we do know the eternal reality to come, a people restored to perfect communion forever with our king. This devotion made me think of one of my favorite songs. I'd love for you guys to listen to Lead On, O King Eternal by Sarah Groves. I find that this song recenters me and reminds me that even though the world may seem tumultuous or distracting or sad, that we have an eternal king who is leading us to a better place. Will you pray with me? Remind me, O Jesus, of your eternal victory. You have promised to set your creation right again, so it will be true. Your first coming brought me salvation, so help me to look through the brokenness of this world with the hope of your second coming. Let me join your creation in a jubilant song because I know you reign forever. Amen.
Clashing, nor all of stirring drums, Crosses lifted up.